We've been learning on seven ways on how to fall in love with God.
The first one we said must learn about God. Number two, we said you should spend time together with God. Number three, we said you should keep thinking and talking about Him. Number four, we said you should talk to him. So today, on number five, he said, recognize his voice. Recognize his voice. Because God is also speaking. If you love somebody, you love speak to the person. And you also love to hear from the person.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You see so many people in love,
they just take their phones and make a phone call to the one they love. And you'll be surprised they don't even have anything much to say.
They just want to hear the voice of that other person.
Amen. Because they just want to feel that that person is talking to them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the way we want to talk to God is the same way God wants to speak to us. We must be eager to hear from God. It is very important to hear from God. If you love God, you like to hear from Him.
Because you love somebody, you want to know his opinion. You want to know whether the person will be happy about your actions or not. And so you must also be eager to hear from God, and not just eager to hear from God, but you must have the ability to recognize his voice.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there are so many voices that are all over us. But we need to recognize the voice of our God. If you love somebody in the midst of voices, you can recognize the lover's voice. Because you love the person. So you can recognize his voice. So if we love God, it is important to recognize his voice. And to know that this is God speaking. Now, one of the reasons that we must recognize his voice is that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 8 to 9, it tells us that God says his thoughts are not our thoughts. And the ability to recognize his voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 17. He says, so faith cometh by hearing.
Amen.
You see, anyone that hears from God constantly always does the will of God. Because God speaks His will to you. God speaks His mind to you. He speaks His thoughts to you. He speaks what He wants from you. So anytime you hear from God and you recognize His voice, faith comes alive. Confidence is built. Love and trust is built. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, when you don't hear, there is mistrust. That is why in a lot of love relationships, it goes bad because they don't hear from each other. When you don't hear from each other, and you are not able to recognize each other's voice, that relationship begins to go bad. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why we always say that communication is important. In every relationship. And communication is not one-sided. Because many of us Christians, our relationship and communication with God is one-sided. You can spend 5 hours in talking to God. And you don't hear anything from God and that is not communication. Amen.
Amen.
That is not communication.
When
you speak to God, God also wants to speak to you. That is communication. That is sharing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't come and pour into the ears of God and then get up and go away without trying to know what God says about what you said. Without trying to hear whether God agrees with what you came to say or not. Some of us take it for granted that because we have spoken, then the person we spoke to has agreed. It doesn't work like that. If a husband speaks to your wife, you must wait to hear from your wife.
But
she agrees with the proposal you are making. But if you think that you talk to her for 4 hours because of the hours you have spent talking, so her input is not needed. Or a wife talks to the husband. And because she spoke for 2 hours. She thinks that the husband's input is not needed. So she uses her and implements her actions. And the husband says, why did you do this? And the husband says, but I spoke to you. But did you hear from me?
Now what did
you say? This is who you spoke. So when we speak to God, we must also allow God to speak. He wants to speak. He has something to say. And you must also recognize His voice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now God speaks to us through different ways. God can speak to us through dreams.
Amen.
He has spoken to so many people through dreams. There is a way God speaks to you. There is a way God speaks to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you see, God can speak to us through dreams. The Bible says, that when Jesus was born, the Bible says that an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph. In a dream. And he said, Joseph, rise up. Take the child.
That which the signal is First Kings chapter 19. Verse 11 to 12.
And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle. And went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice to him and said, What doest thou, Elijah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And many times we still small voice, and we still small voice, and we know it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is why many of us, you say, I was going to sit in the car.
And something told me not to sit in the car.
I was going to cross the road.
And something told me not to cross the road.
I was going to buy the food. And something told me not to buy the food. What is the something that is telling you? Don't cross the road, don't enter the car. It is a still small voice. You want to do business with that person. The person has come with a business proposal. It looks so good. But as you want to take a step,
He wants to talk to you. You must listen to him.
Open your ears. Let your ears be attentive to hear from God, because he wants to speak to you. When you hear God, he directs you, he leads you, he orders your steps. Are you understanding me this morning? So allow God to speak to you. Develop the ability to recognize his voice, because God wants to speak. And God is always speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Number six. When we love something or someone, we sing to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We sing to it. We sing to the person that we are loving. We sing about the person.
That
is why you see so many musicians.
The
next songs.
Oh,
Juliana.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't know what Juliana has done to him.
Me name the Juliana Yama.
But you sing, oh Juliana.
It's all bunny
dofudi. Oh, so.
Oh, bunny dofudi.
Me bro new.
I see me bro.
And then they add the Juliana or the Rose or no, the whatever it is. They are singing for that person.
Oh, tujuma masi.
They are singing about that person.
Oh, tujuma fani panu.
Because they are in love with that person.
Yes, and so much do sadi.
So when you love that person,
it is a wudobia.
You sing for that person.
Oh, tujuma no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, in Africa,
we are
not that kind of romantic so much.
But you
see the Europeans,
and so abrofo ne die.
You see they go and hire a whole, I forgot it, how they used to call it. Is it Maranachi or something like that? Especially the Mexicans, they have a group of something and they Maranachi, right? Yeah? They hire them and then they'll come and be singing for the woman. And then just
play
just for the woman.
They're just singing for the woman.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, but African man won't do that.
Before they enter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
African man don't have time for that.
Yeah, you need very much honey, man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You see, but when you love something, you sing for that person. That's why you see that when you look in the Psalms, David composed so many songs for God. Amen.
Amen.
Most of the Psalms are music. When he was in the wilderness, looking after his father's sheep, that is what he was doing. He was composing songs for God. He was composing songs about God. He was composing songs that depicts the greatness of God, the goodness of God, the message of God. His songs are all over the place today. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Because he loved God.
And
today, our gospel musicians, they are composing songs about God. That is why I will admonish you, if you want to listen to songs, listen to gospels that promote and talk about God, the goodness, and the not more broad so-called. There are some more broad gospel songs. Listen to songs that extol God. That uplift him. That talks about how great and mighty he is. How beautiful he is. How mighty and gracious he is. Hallelujah. And David wrote many of the Psalms. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the Psalms he wrote is Psalm 104 verse
33.
He said, I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have been my being. He said, I will sing to him. He wrote it down. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise his name. I will glorify his name. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. I will sing praise to him. That is why Paul says, sing in understanding and sing in the spirit. He says, sing a new song unto the Lord. You don't always have to sing somebody's song. You can also sing a new song. You can also praise God in a song. Whether it's in tongues, whether it's in the language of understanding, but once you can sing to God, you must not necessarily have a good voice. I know that somebody like me, I don't have a good voice, but if I'm singing to the Lord,
and
you are listening, and it's not well in your ears, that is your problem. Because the one I'm singing to is enjoying the song. I am not singing to you. I am singing to him. I am praising him. I am glorifying his name. There is no formula. God listens to everybody. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He created a butchy voice. And he created a good voice. All were created by him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, all were created by him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When you are telling me I'm singing out of key, do you know all the keys? It is only the keys that you know.
But
when you get into the presence of God, there are keys you don't know. And those are the keys some of us sing. I'm telling you, you don't know those keys. We are singing in those keys. Amen. Sometimes we think we know everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody made a restaurant and said bad food restaurant.
But enter into that restaurant
and eat the food, you go again.
So when
I sing, God also says sing again.
I
love that key.
You
people, you have the common key.
We
have the uncommon key.
I said
we have the uncommon key. We sing in the uncommon key. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. But when you love somebody, you sing to the person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You sing to the person. You sing to the person. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last one, because I want to finish today. The last one is you defend the person. If you love someone, you defend the person. Amen.
Amen.
Husbands are always defending their wives. Wives are always defending their husbands. Children are defending their parents. Parents are defending their children. Friends are defending their friends. Why? Because they love them. That's why they would defend them. They would defend them at all times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you are trying to destroy them, you have somebody to defend them.
Amen.
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 Yeah. You have somebody to defend them. And the same way with God. If we love God, one of the ways to prove it is to defend Him. It is true that a human being, you cannot fight for God, but you can defend Him. If somebody says he's a liar, you can defend him by telling that person that the God I know is not a liar. When he says, he will bring it to pass. Are you understanding what I'm saying? When somebody says he's a wicked God, tell that person that God is not a wicked God. I remember some few years ago, some one prophet was saying that God is a killer. So he too is a killer. I looked at him. I said, you don't even know the scriptures. You don't even know the scriptures. How can you know the God you are talking about? God is not a killer. Are you understanding what I'm saying? He said to the people, they should look in the Bible. Can you see how God killed people? So God is a killer. So he too, he's a killer. He's a murderer. Hallelujah. He's a murderer. Listen, God is a potter. When he builds and makes something out of clay, he is the potter. He made the thing. He constructed the thing. If he doesn't like how it is, he has the power to destroy himself. He made it. Out of the dust of the earth, and the form of man was lying down, and the God breathed to him, and the man stood up, and he can believe his soul. The city that is his man came from God. Man is alive, and the man is the spirit of God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? That is why God said to that rich fool, he said to that rich fool, today I require your soul. Your soul shall be taken away from you. God is not a killer. No, God has made, and he can decide when to take away. Are you understanding what I'm
God is a killer. So I will defend God. When you say he's a killer.
Hallelujah. Amen.
God killed the people who touch Israel.
Because
he said, anyone that touches my firstborn, I will kill you. If you touch my firstborn, I will kill you. If you touch my firstborn, I will kill you. His firstborn he created.
And then
he touched his firstborn, he created.
He said,
don't touch him. If you touch him, I will kill you. Don't tell me he's a murderer. Don't tell me he's a killer. I understand what I'm saying. I doubt how those people say they love God.
When you love God, you say he's a killer.
Who loves a killer? Who loves a man?
Who loves a man?
Who loves a man? Who loves a man?
Who loves a man?
Who loves a man? Who loves a man?
Who loves a man?
Who loves
a man? Amen.
Praise God. But you must learn to defend God if you love him. Somebody says God is wicked. No, I must defend him. I said God is not wicked. God is not wicked. God is kind. God is merciful. God is gracious. But it was whilst we were yet sinners, he said in Christ to die for us.
Amen.
No, don't tell me he's a wicked
man.
You see, some of us should have been dead by now.
Because
of the witnesses and the things we have done. But if God were truly a wicked God,
he would
not be alive.
But
because he's a gracious God, because he's a merciful God, but because he's a good God, that is why he is still alive. Sometimes you look at some people and say, at this position, should have been dead.
I will talk to you, I will share the person where they were sent to
who is. And who is a sad people who did that?
Yes, I said, oh, you probably know who did it.
But the person is living. Those wicked people, they enter into 70, 90,
80,
100. And you, to you, the person should have died.
I will talk to you,
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's very important. In the book of 1 Peter,
chapter 2,
verse
16,
it says, but in your heart, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. Hallelujah. It says you must always be ready. Prepare to defend. Make a defense to anyone who asks you for the reason of your hope.
Then, when
why do you still serve God?
I didn't know, of course, assume already.
That is it. Hey, hallelujah. This is one of the reasons Job said.
Waiting na Job can say.
He said to God.
Or can't say, Rady say.
He said, even though you slay me.
A woman said, what time, dear?
But still, I will worship you.
And so, make us
but still, I will praise you.
Job thought it was God who was slaying him.
But he didn't know that God had given him correct. God
had marked him correct. He didn't know. But he thought that God was what? God was slain. But he said, even though you slain him, still will I praise. Still will I glorify your name. Even though I'm going through hardship, even though things do not look good for me, even though things do not look as if they are working well for me, but still I will praise you. Even though I know you are good God, because I know you are merciful God, there are some of us, we cannot make a defense. No, we can't make a defense. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because we only praise God when things are well with us. We only praise God when everything is good. But when we fall into difficulty, we can't praise Him. That is why somebody will come to you and say, why are you still going to church? Look at you. You are still going to church. And you call yourself that God is a good God. How will you defend that God? Always.
He
opened his window
and
he knelt down
and
lifted up his voice and began to praise God
and began to pray to God and called Daniel
before the king
and he said,
you have transgressed, so you must be put in the lion's den.
Daniel said,
it is okay, king. I am ready to go into the lion's den. When they threw him into the lion's den, the king woke up in the morning. He said, Daniel, are you around? As your God, who you praise every day,
as
he enables to save you. Daniel said, long live, O king, for my God has shut the mouth of the lions. The Bible says, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they were brought before the king. They said, you refuse to bow down and worship the golden statue. The king said to them, maybe you didn't hear me. So I will give you another chance. They told the king, they said, king, don't worry yourself. We heard you the first time. We heard the commitment, the command. We are not ready to bow. He says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You shall love the Lord of God your God with all your heart. With all your heart. With all your soul. And with all your mind. Bow down your heads with me. Listen, it is wonderful to love God.
Listen,
it is wonderful to just be in his presence.
It's
wonderful. It's glorious.
Can
you sing a song? In his presence. In his presence. Just give her a microphone. It's so wonderful. You keep falling in love with God all over and over again. It's so wonderful. I don't know how you feel when you are in the presence of God. I don't know. There is a feeling that you cannot get from anywhere. It is so wonderful. It is so glorious. It's so majestic. It is out of this world. That feeling of love that is flowing from you to God and flowing from God to you. What a wonderful feeling. That is the kind of love that God wants us to have for Him. We will love Him with all of our heart. Learn about him.
See your son.
Talk to him.
Be in his
presence alone. It's so wonderful. Can we sing the song?